BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump has said he'd welcome a full impeachment trial in the Senate if the House of Representatives votes to impeach him. Speaking to Fox News, he said the process would help him win the next election. Mr. Trump is accused of trying to force Ukraine to investigate his political rival by withholding military aid. He denies the allegations. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has welcomed the return of a group of British children who were orphaned in Syria. They've been flown back to the UK from an area that used to be controlled by the Islamic State group. Bolivia's interim government has accused the ousted president, Evo Morales, of sedition and terrorism after he called on his supporters to maintain blockades in the country. It's filed a lawsuit with federal prosecutors in La Paz, which has been choked by roadblocks for weeks. The Colombian authorities say three people were killed during nationwide protests on Thursday. The one-day general strike was called in protest at the government's handling of the economy and corruption. As Lebanon celebrates its Independence Day, anti-government protesters who've staged rallies for the past month have been marking what they call the start of real independence. The demonstrators held their own parades calling for political change. The United Nations has suspended its work with the Roman Catholic charity Caritas in the Central African Republic after it emerged that its country director was a convicted paedophile. Father Luc Delft, a Belgian priest, has been removed from his post. A Polish TV station is moving its planned New Year's Eve celebrations after thousands of people signed a petition to protect hibernating bears. The event was scheduled to take place near the Tatra National Park, but conservationists warned that the music and the fireworks could wake bears from their winter sleep. BBC News.